This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, April 29th. Well, I can definitively say that earnings are working. I've been watching our stocks that announce wave after wave of better than expected results, and they're all gapping higher. So that's good. And obviously the big news, of course, was what happened to Amazon and Apple. So I probably should just address that because it's impacting the whole market. Amazon has never been that profitable on its online shopping business. I still remember being on Squawk Box decades ago where, you know, Mark Haynes, didn't interview Jeff Bezos too much because those two didn't get along. But the main thing is that Amazon wasn't making money back then, okay? But they were taking over the online shopping world and continue to do so today. But Amazon has made almost all its money from cloud computing, you know, AWS, their cloud computing services. And they dominate cloud computing for the government. I don't know if you remember, under President Trump, he awarded a big cloud computing contract to Microsoft. And then when Joe Biden became president, he pulled that Microsoft contract and gave it back to Amazon. So that has always been the source of Amazon's profits, AWS, their cloud computing business. So this narrative that their retail business doesn't hit on all cylinders all the time is not a surprise to me, okay? Obviously, Amazon spent a ton of money on new trucks and obviously fuel to deliver your packages and all. And so I'm just not that surprised. But the media is trying to make up a narrative that consumers are becoming fickle, they're not spending where they used to, and I don't really think that's true. You know, we just had consumer spending come out today, and it was up 1.1% in March, and income only rose 0.5%. So anytime consumers are spending more than double their income is a good sign. Like they're drawing down their savings or taking on some debt. And credit still remains available in America, so it's not like they're kind of cutting off credit. So so I think we're in pretty good shape here. So the other thing I should mention was Apple. Of course, Apple had blowout results, and but Apple does get most of its products from the Shanghai province, which is still under lockdown right now. And it's true that the workers can go live at the factory, sleep on the factory floors, and still make the products. But, you know, Apple did warn that it's not immune from these supply disruptions and could take a hit. So that's why, even though Apple had stunning results, their stock is down a bit. Okay. I do want to remind everybody that owns Apple, and I'm not recommending Apple, although, you know, my wife owns it in her portfolio, and we hold it for selected clients. I do want to remind everybody, Apple's always about the third quarter. So they're going to introduce a new iPhone in September, and everybody's going to place orders, and you're going to get your iPhone in the fourth quarter. So, and Apple is introducing a lot of new products. You know, they have a new chip that's very efficient. They make their own chips now. And I've been actually systematically upgrading all my Apple stuff. So they make some good stuff. Anyway, but back to the markets, you know, the supply chains still remain very stressed, okay? We own all these shipping stocks, so that's good. The other thing is natural gas prices remain at a record high because LNG. Obviously, we own tons of crude oil stocks now, so that's good. We own more fertilizer stocks to high food prices. And we have a lot of major food companies that will be having record earnings. So we're all set here to profit from inflation. Almost 70% of our stocks are tied to inflation one way or the other. And we're going to prosper. And I'm still baffled at that Commerce Department GDP estimate for the first quarter that they have it at -1.4 annualized. That's going to get revised up, folks. I mean, you have the ISM manufacturing services up, okay? You have consumer spending up. And the only thing that they can say that is reducing GDP is that, you know, all the stuff we import from China is down. So I can't believe that knocked the GDP down, but maybe we do. We obviously import a lot of stuff from China, so So we'll see. So it's just time to grow and prosper. Enjoy earnings season. We got another 2+ weeks here. That's going to be great. One last thing, you know, markets are down on Fridays going into weekends. There is a war in Ukraine. There's still uncertainty. You know, Russia is threatening not only the U.S., but any country that that provides aid to Ukraine, especially military aid. And so, you know, there's just uncertainty out there. But the bottom line is earnings are working, and the market did retest its March 14th lows. And it was a great retest. Volume was pretty light on the retest. So, you know, we could might bounce along the bottom here a bit. But all I know is one by one, those earnings are coming out, popping our stocks. So I want you folks to enjoy the weekend. I don't want you to worry about the markets. I think, you know, there's always an excuse to scare you. And I don't think we should be scared. I think we should just invest in the hot spots of the economy, what I like to call the creme de la creme out there. And I think we're poised to continue to profit from inflation. You know, if you had told me a few months ago that earnings would be accelerating right now, I would have said, no, that's not possible. But it is possible because of all the inflation bets we've taken. So again, food, energy, fertilizer, they're all booming, and as is shipping. So let's just continue to enjoy these record results. They're great inflation hedges, and I think we'll be fine. So that's it. So Lee Nabler, I just wanted to update you on things. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. I'll keep doing these podcasts during fast market conditions.